Particle Reacceleration and Diffuse Radio Sources in the Galaxy Cluster Able 1550, by T. Passini et al. We study diffuse radio emission in the Galaxy Cluster A1550 with the aim of constraining particle reacceleration in the intracluster medium. We exploit observations at four different frequencies, 54, 144, 400 and 1400 MHz. To complement our analysis, we make use of archival Chandra X-ray data. At all frequencies we detect an ultra-steep spectrum radio halo SNU-1.6 with an extent of 1.2 MPC at 54 MHz. Its morphology follows the distribution of the thermal intracluster medium inferred from the Chandra observation. West of the centrally located head-tail radio galaxy, we detect a radio relic with projected extent of 500 kpc. From the relic, a 600 kpc long bridge departs and connects it to the halo. Between the relic and the radio galaxy, we observe what is most likely a radio phoenix, given its curved spectrum. The phoenix is connected to the tail of the radio galaxy through two arms, which show a nearly constant spectral index for 300 kpc. The halo could be produced by turbulence induced by a major merger, with its axis lying in the NESW direction. This is supported by the position of the relic, whose origin could be attributed to a shock propagating along the merger axis. It is possible that the same shock has also produced the phoenix through adiabatic compression, while the bridge could be generated by electrons which were pre-accelerated by the shock, and then re-accelerated by turbulence. Finally, we detect hints of gentle re-energization in the two arms which depart from the tail of the radio galaxy. This was Particle Reacceleration and Diffuse Radio Sources in the Galaxy Cluster Able 1550, by T. Passini et al.